That's your
code. Let's see what. It's a code, I believe, 70548. That's zip code.
That's your complete?
Yeah.
What, complete?
Address.
Complete address? Okay. Back in the old days, people would wear if a man's old clothes wore out when he wanted to go somewhere, he wanted to look fancy, he'd run go out and buy himself a what?
Suit?
A new
outfit, or I would know.
His old suit wore out, he'd buy himself a
new suit.
Okay. And what would it have if it was a three-piece or?
If it was a three-piece, originally, would have been a shirt, a pair of pants, and a coat. But you might get a vest too, if you wanted a four-piece.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my father was wearing vests. His wedding suit was don't know what color the suit was, but it had a white corduroy vest. I know that, I'll never forget that. Because I got the buttons, white pearl buttons.
It had fancy buttons.
He had white pearl buttons. You know what you call a stud button? With a little clip on the back of them. No. I got the buttons here somewhere.
Yeah.
And his vest was white corduroy.
And the coats had buttons? Fancy buttons?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I never did see that, but a lot of coats did. I remember Mama's husband. Mama's first husband, he had just worlds of coats at our house that he had when she married him, and she never threw them away. She brought them back.
And they had?
They were like the suits of the day. They varied. You know that they were in the dresses and the designs that we wore when we married 45 years ago today? Same identical patterns. So history repeats itself.
Yeah. Now, what would they wear around the farm? Like, say, your husband wear around the farm?
Blue overalls, blue jeans, or khakis. My husband mostly wore khakis and blue jeans. He never was an overall man much. My father was, and my brothers was.
What are khakis?
Khakis are just khaki-colored clothes. Like, they used to call them army clothes. It's a khaki-colored shirt and a khaki-colored pair of pants.
Okay.
Just work clothes.
Now you'd be handed something down or something like that because your brother would say, well, this coat won't fit.
Hand you down.
But last year it...
Yeah. You can have it because it's too small for me this year. I'll give you a hand you down.
Yeah. But last year it...
Yeah. It fit last year.
Fitted, but didn't this year. When you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them...
Bulge.
Bulge out. Like pecans or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You never told me the story about Pecan Island, how it got the name.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
That was in about 1800 and... I'd say between 40 and 50. And not exactly, but I don't remember exactly, but something like that. 1840 and 50. There was an old man by the name, an old rancher, Texas rancher, by the name of Jake, and he lived, oh, I forgot the name of the place, but little, not too far from Galveston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what county, but then I got the story, the name of the county and everything. But anyway, not too far from Galveston, Texas. And Galveston is a port. And he'd visit this port and he'd talk with these sailors. And he knew, begin to know them well. So that he began to talk about his troubles. He was having home problems with his wife, and I think he